Welcome to Revenue Focused Marketing, the podcast that gives you practical insights and strategies to boost your business's growth. I'm Case Dean, fractional CMO and founder of ASN. I created this podcast to share my expertise in marketing strategy, leadership, and delegation. In each episode, I'll be talking about strategies that help you attract your ideal client, sell more of your services and products, and nurture long-term relationships with your client base. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just getting started, you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode and start turning your marketing efforts into real revenue. Today, we're diving into a topic that's incredibly relevant for small business owners, especially those running recruitment agencies or similar service-based businesses. We'll discuss why the personal touch is crucial for your marketing strategy and how you can leverage it to compete effectively with larger companies. Back in the day, you could walk into a high street travel agent or a recruitment agency, have a conversation about what you needed, and walk out feeling confident that someone was actively helping you. That kind of personal interaction is something many of us miss in today's digital age. With the internet changing every aspect of business, you might think that personalized service is a thing of the past. However, contrary to what seems obvious, people still crave that personal touch. We've become so used to interacting with websites and interfaces that we forget there's another way. But here's the thing. For a small business like yours, especially if you're running a recruitment agency, acting like a medium-sized or larger company in terms of marketing and advertising isn't just unnecessary. It can be a waste of your valuable resources. Large companies don't need to highlight the human side of their interactions because they have a massive number of people visiting their websites. Their sheer volume of traffic ensures that they'll always get business. But if you're running a small business with a website that barely gets noticed, copying their approach is not going to work. Instead, you need to focus on what makes you unique and leverage the strengths that come from being a smaller, more agile business. So what should you do instead? Let's break it down. Understanding your ideal client. First, you need to get a deep understanding of your ideal client. This means getting to know their preferences, pain points, and needs. By developing detailed customer profiles, you can create marketing messages that resonate personally with them. This kind of targeted approach is much more effective than broad, generic marketing strategies. Creating a genuine USP. Next, focus on developing a genuine, unique selling proposition. USP. What sets you apart from your competitors? This isn't just about the services you offer, but how you offer them. Maybe it's your personalized customer service, your local expertise, or your industry-specific knowledge. Whatever it is, make sure it's something that larger companies can't easily replicate. Establishing thought leadership. You can also establish yourself as a thought leader in your field. By sharing valuable insights and advice, you can build credibility and attract clients who are looking for knowledgeable and trustworthy partners. Regularly publish blogs, articles, and social media posts that address common client concerns and industry trends. This positions you as the go-to resource in your niche. Leveraging lead generation and automation. While personal interaction is crucial, don't shy away from using automation tools for lead generation and customer relationship management. These tools can help you maintain a balance between providing a personal touch and running your operations efficiently. Automation can take care of repetitive tasks, allowing you to focus on building relationships and providing excellent service. Actionable tips to wrap up. Before we wrap up, here are some actionable tips you can start implementing today. Develop customer profiles. Take some time to create detailed profiles of your ideal clients. Understand their needs, challenges, and what they value most in a service provider. Develop your USP. Identify what makes your business unique and communicate that clearly in all your marketing efforts. Ensure your USP highlights the personal touch and specialized service you provide. Content marketing. Start a blog or a regular series of social media posts where you share insights and advice related to your industry. This will help establish your authority and attract the potential clients. Utilize automation. Look into CRM and marketing automation tools that can help you manage your leads and customer interactions more efficiently. This way, you can maintain high personal service without getting overwhelmed. Gather testimonials. Collect and showcase testimonials from satisfied clients. Real stories from real people can significantly boost your credibility and highlight the personal touch you offer. By focusing on these strategies, you can leverage the strengths of being a small business and create a marketing approach that truly resonates with your clients. Thank you for joining me today on Revenue Focused Marketing. I hope you found this episode helpful and that you're inspired to bring a personal touch to your marketing strategy. That's it for today's episode of Revenue Focused Marketing. Thanks for tuning in. If you found today's insights valuable, make sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave a review, and remember to share this podcast with others who need effective marketing strategies. If you need help creating revenue-focused marketing strategies for your business, visit attractsoulnurture.com to learn how we can help you grow. Remember, strategies before tactics, always.